This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Saudi national arrested in Paris this week on suspicion of being involved in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi was just a tourist who had been holidaying with a friend in France, an official familiar with the investigation said. The man, who was freed on Wednesday, was detained after his passport was scanned as he passed through immigration at the French capital's main international airport on his way out of the country. The man shared the same nationality, given name and family name and year of birth as a former member of the Saudi Royal Guard identified in U.S. and British sanctions list and a U.N. commissioned report as being involved in Khashoggi's 2018 murder. U.S.-led forces have ended their combat mission in Iraq, a move that transfers all remaining troops into a training and advising role. Iraqi military commanders and officials from the coalition led by the United States said on Thursday, quote, as we complete our combat role, we will remain here to advise, assist, and enable the ISF, Iraqi security forces, at the invitation of the Republic of Iraq, coalition commander Major General John W. Brennan Jr. said in a statement. The U.S.-led coalition began its mission in 2014 to defeat the Islamic State after the militants took over vast areas of Iraq and neighboring Syria. Since the group's military defeat in 2017, Islamic State fighters have been unable to hold territory but are waging a continued low-level insurgency that regularly kills Iraqi soldiers and civilians in remote mountain and desert areas. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will attend the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, his spokesman said Thursday, after the United States announced a diplomatic boycott and several other Western nations followed suit. The United States says its athletes will still compete, but it will not send a diplomatic delegation in a protest against rights abuses by China. Australia, Britain, and Canada also announced diplomatic boycotts. France has no plans to join the boycott, President Emmanuel Macron said on Thursday, calling such a move, quote, insignificant. Advocacy groups have backed the U.S.-led effort, with Human Rights Watch China's director Sophie Richardson calling it a, quote, crucial step towards challenging the Chinese government's crimes against humanity targeting Uyghurs and other Turkic communities. Myanmar's military government accused senior United Nations officials on Thursday of interference and making judgments based on, quote, distorted news, days after a storm of international criticism over the jailing of deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet was among several officials who denounced the conviction on Monday of Suu Kyi, Myanmar's elected leader who was ousted in a February 1st coup. The 76-year-old was sentenced to 4 years, commuted to two, for incitement and COVID-19 violations, the first among nearly a dozen cases against her. She denies all the charges. Myanmar's relationship with the international community has deteriorated sharply since the coup, with the junta ignoring calls to halt hostilities against civilians and political opponents that it calls terrorists. And the body of India's defense chief arrived in New Delhi on Thursday, one day after he and 12 others were killed in a helicopter crash near a military academy. The 63-year-old was traveling with his wife and other senior officers when their aircraft crashed in a forest in southern India, killing all but one soldier on board. His body arrived in the capital for Friday's funeral after a solemn ceremony near the accident site at an army base where an honor guard laid wreaths by the coffins of the victims. He was India's first chief of defense staff, a position that the government established in 2019 and was seen as close to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The general was headed to a college to address students and faculty on Wednesday when the chopper crashed in foggy conditions. India's Air Force is investigating what caused the accident. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.